Stupid's Talking Stupid is a podcast that covers news stories that are so stupid you can't believe it's actually news.
Mayor candidate proposed that if elected, he would look into getting drug-sniffing bunnies.
Today's 24/7 news cycle means a lot of stupid stuff makes its way to the top, masking itself as real news.
Poe in the window. It's a Disney movie waiting to happen.
On Stupid's Talking Stupid, we neglect real news to bring you the stories of... Are you f***ing kidding me? Stupid's Talking Stupid. We read the stupid, so you don't have to.
On DBMBE.com.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, True Believers, this is David Hickney. We're back with another episode of Freak of the Week. Well, I don't know what's going on anymore. That last episode with the stupid magic dragon guy and all of that, I'm questioning a lot of things at this point. I'm here with Elizabeth, my sister, obviously.
Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth. We were supposed to have an expert this week. Didn't show up. Some sort of jerk.
I'm actually really surprised, considering the types of experts that you tend to have on this show, that this is the first one that has been unreliable.
I kind of wish the expert from last week hadn't shown up.
Well, you know, the people that you don't want to show up are always the ones that do.
Was that a shot at me?
General, that I think you're projecting. No, that wasn't a shot at you. That was mostly just a life lesson.
Okay. Fair enough. So, before we get into the creature this week, we actually had, some messages on the social media that Jimmy gave me.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. So apparently.
Some of our listeners actually use the social media.
Yeah,
are their profiles real? I feel like their profiles probably aren't real.
I hope they're not real because, you know, the government and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On the Facebook, a guy named Pat, said, "What would it take for you to do a show from prison with the Big Mac?" I don't know why there's a hamburger in prison.
A show from prison with the Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Is he implying that you're going to prison?
No, I'm...
David, is there something you haven't told me?
I mean, you're the only person I talk to about anything.
That's true, but you don't tell me everything.
I told you about
and
my...
And I'm scared to go through your belongings because I never know what I'm going to find.
I'm an open book. As long as you're not the government, you can look through whatever you want.
Yes, but your things are terrifying.
Fair. I did clean up the basement.
You sort of cleaned up the basement.
I started to clean the basement.
You cleaned the walls.
Yeah.
They haven't been painted yet.
Oh, I should paint them.
You should probably paint them. I mean, there's still fossilized things in a corner that you're unwilling to get rid of.
I was actually kind of wondering if they'd become geodes if I let them sit for long enough.
That's no.
No?
Not with your diet. Definitely not.
Shit.
Exactly.
You know what? I think I know what this guy's talking about. Big Mac was that guy that called us the mayor of that town.
Oh, yeah.
That was random. Why would I want to talk to that guy again? He seemed like an asshole.
I mean, most of the people that call into your show seem like they're either assholes or they should probably seek some type of help.
I'm always
worried about them.
I'm starting to side with you more on that, and I don't necessarily like it. I try to be...
You know, David, it's been years now. It's you're actually due for a breakthrough. At least a little one.
I don't know if it's a breakthrough or if it's just me being icky inside anymore. I don't know. Anyway, we have another message as well. This was
good.
This was on the Twitter. Is that
the Twitter?
The Twitter, yeah.
Okay.
This was from Kara the Oracle. She said, I noticed that one of your sponsors was a company named Childu, a company which I also heard on a completely different show, which focuses on mysteries and the like. Tell me, have you ever heard of the fire caused by James Bludonsky, and do you think he did it? So this was you know that. We've both listened to that podcast before.
I mean, you listened to it while I tried to wrestle your Snuggies and things away from you on Laundry Day, but...
Well, it's another podcast on Memoriam.
It is.
Which is what we're on.
It's called, Serial?
Serial. Yeah, no. Serial's a different one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Serial. So that was season one, was the James Bludonsky thing.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember that?
I vaguely remember that.
I feel like, if I remember right, I think it was, the dad that probably started the fire.
Hmm.
Which is, yeah.
It's always possible.
Yeah, he seemed like a real piece of work. You remember that? That was the season where the dad and the son would masturbate together.
They called it praying.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting euphemism for that specific thing, but I guess it makes sense.
I mean, I say, oh God, a lot when I...
David, I don't need to know that
Sorry.
About you.
Sorry, it was just the thought.
We are already too close, and that's some mystery that you can keep to yourself.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Sorry, true believers, if that was TMI, as I've heard it called.
Yes.
TMI.
Too much information.
Too much information. Uh-huh. Right. So,
which is odd for you, because you normally don't like to give out any information.
I feel weird lately. I don't know.
Do we have any more questions?
No, that was it. Those were the only
two. Just the two?
Just the two listeners.
Okay. I'm surprised we have that many. I can't believe people call in every week,
why?
To be honest.
This is an important show.
I feel like it's the same four people that call every week using different voices.
We've had a lot of people calling from Illinois lately, and it's very strange to me.
Well, I mean, it's really cold in Illinois right now. It was negative 50 the other day, so I feel like they just don't have anything better to do.
That's probably accurate. I there's not a lot going on in Illinois from what I hear.
When we record in the summer, I feel like more people from other places, because people in Illinois can go
outside
again.
Yeah, we can get
again.
Warm places like Louisiana and Tennessee and Oklahoma and
why do you keep Utah? Enunciating the first syllable of every Louisiana, Oklahoma?
California.
Tennessee.
I don't know.
Are you okay?
I'm going through something. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just been so long since Sheila was taken by the mole people that it's
Sheila
gotten...
was not taken by the mole people. We've been over this.
She's still...
Every time I think you're coming around.
I'm not even going to talk about your spouse because, well, you know.
No, because my spouse has nothing to do with this podcast.
Well, he's been on the podcast.
He has.
Not
once.
Yeah, and never again because... Fuck that guy.
No, thank you.
He's your husband.
Do we have any callers?
Hold on. We haven't even talked about what we're talking
about.
What
are we talking
about?
You've got me all flummoxed.
Right.
We started off being super weird, and the fact that I can see the walls in here has got me just... I don't even know what's happening right now. So.
No, I get that. So our expert, whose name was Leon Dorsalfin.
I think it's probably still Leon Dorsalfin.
Well, yeah, as long
here.
As he's not dead. So
it
Leon
still would be his name, even if he was dead.
Right. Well, Leon was supposed to talk to us about the fusion fairy.
The fusion fairy.
Yeah.
Like nuclear fusion?
No. Like flavor fusion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Tex-Mex.
Yeah, or if you took Chinese food and Polish food and threw it together.
That sounds terrifying. Why would anyone do that?
I don't know, to try it. Anyway, this fairy apparently is something that it comes in and takes your leftovers and mixes them together and makes it better.
So the fusion fairy makes casseroles?
I don't know if I would call it casseroles, but
leftovers mixed together is a casserole.
I thought casseroles were new things, like tuna casserole. I like tuna casserole.
I know you like tuna casserole. I remember that time that you only ate tuna casserole for 6 months.
Right.
Breakfast,
it was
lunch,
good.
And dinner.
Yeah. You take the potato chips and you crumble it on top of the casserole and it's all, ooh, that's good stuff. Mm.
You are so unhealthy.
I also like different ethnic casseroles, like moussaka.
Moussaka?
Moussaka. Greek,
you're putting weird accents in different places again.
I'm pretty sure that's how you say it.
I don't know how you would know. You've never been in Greece.
I mean, we could go on our trip.
Just add it to the list. We're eventually going to end up everywhere. It
Vietnam,
seems like.
Greece, Wisconsin so to Canada,
all next
New
to each
Jersey,
other.
New England. Yeah, this is going to be a great trip. Why are you being sarcastic?
And we're going to take the RV the whole way.
Okay, so we're supposed to be talking about the Fusion Ferry.
Mm-hmm.
This ferry that...
The Casserole Ferry.
Why you got to be like that? Casserole Ferry. It's the Fusion Ferry.
Okay, sure.
It fuses foods together. It's supposed to extend the life of the food, too. Did you know
that? It's like the time that Mark just put some ground beef in a pan, browned it, took a photo of it, and called it a deconstructed hamburger.
That's just ground beef.
Yes.
That's not the same
But
thing.
Because of Food Network, he called it a deconstructed hamburger.
He was also watching that Yen Can Cook thing.
He does love Yen Can Cook.
I mean, I've seen Yen Can Cook. It's a pretty fun show to watch.
Fair enough. Yen's a cool dude.
Right. So you don't have any opinions about this, as you're calling it, the Casserole Ferry.
The Casserole Ferry, I mean, I'm looking at the stats that you gave me here.
Yeah, yeah.
So... I mean, it extends the life of the food. I guess usually when you do somehow combining leftovers, even if the leftovers are about to expire, does make it feel like it lasts longer, even though it doesn't actually extend the life of the food. Reheating it somehow, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
sure.
Sure.
So is the Fusion Ferry just a grandma? Like,
no, it's a fairy. It's a sprite-like creature.
A sprite-like creature.
Yeah, sprite-like.
Like sprite like the drink?
No, sprites like the little fairies that fly around.
Oh, it's F-A-E-R-Y. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Like Tinkerbell.
Yeah, like Tinkerbell. Exactly. You read Peter Pan?
Yes, I read it to you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You're a good sister sometimes.
Sometimes?
Okay, most of the time. All right. I guess we'll take a caller because... We need to hear about people, about stuff, and the expert didn't show up. Stupid Leon.
Yeah, let's hear about stuff, because I'm feeling really loopy today. Okay. So
yeah, I'm...
Not really in diagnosis mode right now. I don't know why.
And I'm still not sure about anything at this point after that last episode.
But the little red light's been blinking for a while.
The red light is on. So, caller, what is your name? Where are you from?
Yes, hi. I'm Irvis Scanlon of Tallahassee, Iowa.
Scanlon from Tallahassee, Iowa.
Yes, that is correct. I'm a physicist at the Central Iowa Institute of Science and Drive-Thru.
And drive-thru?
Yes, we have a drive-thru facility there as well. We are an institute of culinary science.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
So you said you're a physicist?
That is correct,
sir.
So
food physicist.
A food physicist.
That's cool.
Or as we
so
like
fission,
to say,
but not fusion.
Fission would be taking the two combined things and pulling them back apart.
Yes, fission is different from fusion in that normally fission is the breaking apart of the subatomic particles, whereas the fusion is the combination of said particles.
Thank you both for mansplaining that to me.
You're welcome.
I wasn't questioning what fission was, just saying that it's fission and not fusion, which we mentioned earlier. But now our audience knows what fission is, so thanks for that.
That is my pleasure, ma'am. So I would like to speak to you about this Fusion Ferry you've been talking about.
Awesome.
We have been doing some experiments recently with my Aunt Janathra's Alaska casserole.
What's an Alaska casserole?
Well, that is a combination of various foods, including chocolate ice cream and frozen peas.
A frozen pea. So it's like Alaska with peas?
Roger looks really excited about that for some reason.
Like sweet peas? Like snow peas?
Green peas, ma'am?
Green peas.
Yes.
Canned or frozen or fresh?
Well, frozen because we are working in very cold conditions. Because specifically, we are working on a solution to cold fusion, which has been something which has eluded most mainstream scientists up to this point.
So you work at a fission facility that's working on
fusion?
We
do not work at a fission facility, ma'am. We work at an institute which studies culinary science and physics.
With the
drive-thru. Which would incorporate both fission and fusion.
Sure. All right.
So peas and chocolate.
Peas and chocolate ice cream, and I cannot divulge the full ingredient list, because that is a scientific secret.
Is there a meringue, like in a baked Alaska?
There may or may not be a meringue, sir, and I believe you are getting too close for our national security purposes, and I cannot divulge any further.
National security? Is this guy part of the government?
I don't know.
Why are you looking at me like I know who he is?
I usually ask the expert these things, but there's no expert.
Well, I guess that maybe you'll just have to draw some of your own conclusions, David.
Shit.
How does that make you feel?
Uncomfortable.
And why does that make you feel uncomfortable?
I don't know.
Because you have to actually make your own decisions?
Why are you being so pushy about it?
Because I'm your sister and also a therapist. I know that we've gotten away from that in recent weeks, but
therapist.
Still a thing that I am.
Whatever. Roger is kind of shaking his head, too. Anyway, sorry, well, back to your call. I apologize.
That is no problem, sir. As you might expect, that in our research into cold fusion, we are very interested in obtaining the services of this fusion fairy to help put us over the top, so to speak.
Okay.
Because this could be an unlimited source for America and her allies if we were to crack this.
So do you think that the fusion fairy would help because the fairy does its work in a refrigerator?
Well, it's in the name, sir. Fusion fairy. We are trying to
crack
the secrets of cold fusion.
I know, but you're saying cold fusion. So is that wise because the fairy's in the refrigerator?
Well, I don't know where the fairy is, sir, which is why I'm inquiring.
No, but I mean, like, is that – you think it does cold fusion because it combines the ingredients in the refrigerator?
Well, I would assume that there was some component of that, yes, correct.
This seems weird. Seem weird to you?
Everything that has ever happened on this show has seemed weird to me. So, yes –
I feel like we're talking about two different kinds of fusion.
I don't understand, sir. What different kinds of fusion are you speaking of?
Food fusion versus nuclear fusion.
Sir, I work with both physics and cuisine, so right. You understand that, correct?
So are you saying that when you combine two foods, it's the same as nuclear fusion?
Isn't it?
Maybe if you mush them together real hard.
Did you just make fun of his accent?
No, I wasn't, actually.
It sounded like you were like, maybe he should just mush them together real hard.
I was definitely making a joke, but not about
his
accent.
Some people like mushy peas.
I like mushy peas.
I don't like peas.
Well,
you don't like anything that's a vegetable.
I guess. Roger likes peas and chocolate. He got real excited about peas and chocolate ice cream.
Don't feed Roger peas and chocolate. You'll make him sick.
Roger eats what
he
wants.
He's a carnivore. You will make him sick.
He's awesome. I still do you think that it's possible that the two kinds of fusion are the same?
No.
Do you have any evidence? Oh God, did I just say that?
You just asked for evidence. Yeah, you did.
Shit.
You didn't just take someone's word. Although you never take my word for anything, and when I do present you evidence, you ignore it. So this is fascinating to me.
Do you have any evidence proving that they're the same thing?
Well, sir, I'm afraid that's a matter of national security. I cannot speak to that any further about any of the science behind my studies. I'm just looking to see if you can tell me where this fusion fairy can be found.
I mean, people have tried to catch a fusion fairy before. Just looking
in the dairy section, in the frozen section, where might you find?
I would guess in a refrigerator. I mean, it's kind of like trying to catch the tooth fairy. Easiest way is to hide under a child's pillow when they have a tooth out.
Really?
Don't ever do that. No one...
Wait, I'm writing this down.
None of our listeners should ever do that.
That's excellent advice, sir.
Please do not do that.
What, under
the
kid's
pillow? Even if it's your own child, don't do that.
So we're talking about the pillow, not in the refrigerator.
What kind of pillow, sir? Can you specify?
I mean, it depends on the kid. It could be memory foam. It could be goose down. I mean, it could be a lot of things.
That's very interesting. Very interesting.
Could be just, you know, fluff.
Well, it sounds like you have some very good ideas, sir. I could see if there's a staff position available for you at the Institute, if that would be something you'd be interested in.
That doesn't seem like a good job for me.
I mean, at this point, I would think that any job would be nice. Actually start paying rent.
This is my job.
Now that I'm trying to pay the mortgage alone, but...
What, Mark's not paying the mortgage anymore?
No.
What? Okay.
Where have you been? We're not... It's not about my marriage. We're going to talk about something else.
Okay. Thanks, but no thanks on the job offer?
Okay, well, if you change your mind, just be sure to give me a call. I'm sure you're tracing the call right now.
Oh, we don't trace anybody's calls.
You don't?
No. Why would we do that?
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was weird. It's always weird, though.
Well, the
weirdest part is that you think it was weird. I am fascinated by this.
Why is it that weird that I think something can be weird?
Because your logic and reason centers have been off for about 4 years now.
But here's the thing. I want to believe when these people call in. I want them to...
I know you want to believe. You're a regular Mulder, but still.
What's a Mulder?
Oh, it's a television show.
Called Mulder?
No, it's called The X-Files. Have you really never watched The X-Files? I feel like we've had this conversation before, and I also feel like...
It's not a movie, so it's not like...
I mean, they do have movies.
Oh, that's probably why I don't know them.
But it was a TV show that was on for a very long time, and actually came back recently, and was pretty good.
Was it a lot like that show Fringe that was a documentary?
But way better.
Okay.
Fringe was only good for the first two seasons, and then it fell apart.
It did seem that way, even though, like, I'm like, why... This is real stuff. I don't know why they...
It was never real.
Really?
Really?
I thought that was real.
I know you did.
So this X-Files show, that was real.
No.
I'm confused. You know what? I'm confused. We're going to take a break and be back after a word from our sponsors.
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend. Don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity.
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
All right, True Believers, thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. You know, buy their things, listen to their stuff, whatever it is. Do it. Just do it, okay? Elizabeth, I hope we get some callers here that are going to help me feel better about this creature. I still think it's real. I do. But that guy did not help.
And that guy, of all of the experts that we've had on over the seasons, that one is the one that makes you question anything?
To be fair, last week's episode with the expert that we had made me question a lot, which is not fair. Like, that whole thing about a loan shark dragon, what the fuck?
That is what I think to myself literally every time I come down to this basement.
But we've had so many things that there was a lot of evidence for and a lot of, like that made sense, you know, like...
Nothing has made sense.
Stapula?
I mean, that's just a terrible song and band that should never have existed.
The giant avocado monsters.
I mean, I love avocados, but no, those didn't make sense either. None of this has made sense, David.
The Loch Ness Monster's brother. I mean, the one caller that from that called in and she had witnessed it and was losing her beers. Like, that was pretty convincing to me.
I think she was just drunk a lot.
The Hibernator.
I mean, that's just seasonal depression.
I mean, sometimes I wonder if you're a hibernator.
Well, sometimes I like to not leave the house for a few days because it's cold. There's nothing
wrong
with that.
So are you saying you have seasonal depression or that you're a hibernator?
I'm saying that it is unethical for me to attempt to self-diagnose.
I will accept that as an answer. Barely.
I'm so glad that I've gotten your acceptance, David.
Right. So there were more notes from Leon Dorselfin, the expert that did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the Fusion Fairy...
It seems like a fake name to me. Just throwing that out there.
Dorselfin?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's Swedish.
Oh, because it has the umlaut?
Yeah, gotcha. It's got an umlaut. It's a Dorselfin.
Dorselfin.
Dorselfin, yeah.
Okay.
But apparently the fairy lives in the Bermuda Triangle, and it keeps a list of good cooks and bad cooks and always tries to help out the bad ones. So that's
okay,
cool.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
You made a big deal about this fairy existing in a refrigerator and in Alaska and cold weather climates, but if a fairy lives in the Bermuda Triangle, wouldn't it be very much out of its ecosystem to go to cold climates then?
It's a fairy. It's magic. It's not like a penguin where it's like, oh, it likes cold, and then all of a sudden it's in the Sahara Desert.
I'm just trying to apply some science and reason to this nonsense.
You gotta believe in magic a little bit.
I would think even magical creatures would have some sort of, you know, ecosystem and habitat that they tend to live in.
And it doesn't, I didn't say it lives in, the other guy that called mentioned Alaska.
Irvis,
yeah, that guy from Iowa. He mentioned Alaska, and the refrigerators are where it does its work. That doesn't mean it lives in the refrigerator.
But you said that it liked the cold.
No, I said it's cold where it does its work.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, it could, maybe it likes the warm weather, but just has to do its job in the cold.
That's terrible.
Yeah, kind of shitty.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Why would a creature choose something like that if its habitat is a warm habitat?
Maybe it just feels like it's a noble cause.
Why wouldn't it fuse things in the microwave?
It would probably die. It's a microwave.
But it's magical.
Have you ever put living things in a microwave, Elizabeth?
No, because I'm not a psychopath.
Yeah, neither have I, but we both know what would happen if you did.
Yes, but David, it's magical. Maybe it could just survive a microwave.
I see what you're doing, and we're going to take a caller. Mm-hmm. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Bitsy Hawks.
Hi, Bitsy.
I'm from Manhattan,
Hi.
Illinois.
In Illinois again.
People love Illinois. I don't know why.
Okay, Bitsy, what do you have to say?
I'm so excited. I have a fairy diffuser, if you want one. I sell them from my home. We have essential oils like lavender and eucalyptus. But I have a fairy diffuser, and that's what you were looking for, right?
A diffuser?
You know what, Bitsy? That actually sounds lovely. Do you have any lilac scents? Lilac is my favorite.
I do. It's part of our wildflowers collection. So you can get it in a set of four, or if you're looking for some kind of gift basket, I can put something together for you just special.
Wait, I don't know what a fairy diffuser is, but if we're talking about scents, I like sandalwood.
You do like sandalwood. And, you know, can you mix and match? Like, could we do lavender and sandalwood? Because David definitely needs some diffusion scent down here in the basement for sure.
For right now, because I think you guys are awesome. And obviously, I run this business out of my home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a special for you. You can get 5 cents for the price of 3. And
that sounds amazing.
I will give you the fairy diffuser.
What Very does a fairy nice. Diffuser do? I'm really
it's what
interested
you're talking
in this,
but... about right now.
Now, is this just a name for the diffuser? Does the diffuser actually look like a fairy?
It's shaped like a fairy.
Shaped like a fairy. Okay. Wait. Very nice.
What?
It's a little fairy that you have oil and you put the little wick in and then it makes the room smell good. The wood soaks up the fragrance and lets it out into the room. It's an air freshener.
I mean, that sounds nice, but why? What does that have to do with the show?
Absolutely nothing, but this woman is delightful, and I'd kind of like a diffuser, so let's just keep talking to her, okay?
Okay.
What other scents do you have?
Yeah.
I also have an entire section devoted to different lilies.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Very nice.
You know, we need... Roger, what kind of scent do you like?
With his propensity for bees and honey, I would think maybe like a sunflower or a daisy.
That's exactly what he said with sunflower daisy.
We have sunflower. We also have honeysuckle.
Oh, ooh, you like honeysuckle, nice. Roger? He's nodding.
Okay.
Our most popular is the coconut Bahama smell. It's a kit. It comes with coconut, pineapple, ocean wave, Sandy Beach.
I wonder what Sandy Beach
She had an
like.
And. I wanted to hear the last one.
I'm sorry.
I have to start over.
Okay, go ahead.
It comes with coconut.
Mm-hmm. Pineapple.
Pineapple. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to start over. Coconut, pineapple, ocean breeze.
I thought it was ocean wave.
I have to start over.
You know what? Can you just leave us your information and we will totally call you and order some stuff after after the show.
Elizabeth will call you and order stuff because we want this stuff.
We do, actually. I genuinely do.
I do. I want coconut, pineapple,
ocean wave,
sandy beach, and
thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bitsy.
Oh, and she hung up. Okay. That was the least crazy person I have ever spoken to on this
show. She was really nice. I wish it had something to do with the Fusion Fairy. All right. I think we have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi. I'm Arthur Mike.
Arthur Mike. A man with two first names. Gotta love it. Serial killers are never those guys.
No.
Wow. So where are you from, Arthur?
Brattleboro, Idaho.
Brattleboro, Idaho. All these I states.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about this Fusion Fairy because I think I was visited by the Fusion Fairy because, you know, I had a couple of ingredients in my refrigerator which have been put together, but I'm worried. Can you make an enemy of the Fusion Fairy? Because I think they made a dish which is harming me.
Okay, so the notes say there is one thing the fairy does if it feels threatened.
Okay.
And that's it will squirt you in the eye with
Sriracha.
Which is a hot sauce of some sort.
That's the most adequate description you could give it. It's completely inauthentic, but white people love it.
Oh, okay.
So it's a hot sauce of some sort. They squirt in your eye. Did that
it's
happen
to you? It's
got a rooster
on it.
No, it wasn't an eye thing. I'm really sick from having eaten this. I mean, I had some ham, mm-hmm. some gray ham, and
gray ham.
Yeah,
I think maybe you just have food poisoning, Arthur.
Why are you eating gray ham?
Well, I mean, it was in the fridge.
So the green box is in my fridge, and nobody's
no.
Eating
don't
that.
Open the green container.
Yeah.
Never open the green container.
Well, I just thought it would be okay because it had been combined with some of that Kraft extra lumpy cheese.
Extra lumpy cottage cheese?
No, just regular cheese.
Ricotta?
No, it was kind of an orangish purple.
I think he's talking about moldy feta or something along those lines.
Oh, God, dude. You just need to go to a
doctor. The label had come off, so I wasn't exactly sure what kind of...
Arthur, do you have any Ipecac in your house? By any chance?
Is that like the sriracha?
No, it's nothing like the sriracha.
It makes you throw up.
It does. And actually, you know,
that's not a problem. I've been throwing up for the last 4 days.
Yeah, you should go to the doctor.
You should probably go to the doctor.
Yeah, you know what, Roger? In fact,
I find myself recommending our callers go to the doctor a lot.
Do you think this might have something to do with the anal boils, which have developed?
You definitely should go to the doctor.
God, you should maybe call 911.
Okay.
And I don't like people having to give out their location, but you should probably call 911.
Okay, do you have the number for that?
Yeah, it's 911.
Okay, let me write that down. All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot, but you don't think it was the Fusion Fairy?
No, you'd have sriracha in your eyes.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Arthur.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
That was weird. I still don't know what's going on. Like, we should have more people with real evidence. Like
we have exactly the same amount of people with no evidence as we've had every episode.
Okay, true
it's
believers.
It's just that you are, I hesitate to say, apparently getting better.
I don't feel better.
Well, reality will do that to a person.
All right. Well, true believers, we're going to take a break and get your phones out and call us with your stories of the Fusion Fairy. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
I untwisted it.
Is it all the way in?
Yes.
That's better.
Hello. My name is David. And I am unfucking relatable.
This is so stupid. Why am I here?
Did you
You guys just fist each other.
I can't believe all the things that you say.
There's actually guys who will nurse off their wives for a sign of intimacy.
You're lucky if you have a family or friends.
Well, don't you have to have sex to get pregnant?
By the time that they get to the end.
No one told me about the worm part.
You're unfucking relatable.
Well, that's weird. I'm going to go away so you can't see up my skirt.
All right, True Believers, we're back. Thank you for those words from our sponsors. Elizabeth?
Yes?
I don't know. Roger seems like he's, like, confused and down about this, too. Like, I mean,
David, we could always just not do this anymore.
No, I want the truth to be out there. I want people to – because some of this, even if – not everything we talk about is real. Like, Parf the Magic Dragon is probably
even
not real.
Even if nothing that we've talked about is real,
I didn't
coming
say
back
nothing.
To reality is scary for you, maybe it's time to let this delusion
you don't think,
go.
You don't think there's anything out there? Anything?
Nothing that we've discussed so far.
Not a single one.
Not a single one.
Not the sentient vapor.
No.
No. Not at all, really? Because that one seemed pretty convincing to me.
No, it did not.
What about... Oh! The Spode!
I don't even remember that one.
The Space Toad. The one that eats the year.
Ah, that's what that was called?
Yeah, the Spode.
Yeah, that's not a real thing either. That's just people not taking responsibility for follow-through.
So what do you believe in? What do you believe in?
Science and reason and logic.
I meant things that are out there that people talk about. What do you believe in?
Science and reason and logic.
How about stuff we haven't talked about? Like,
I think that there's a possibility of an afterlife of some sort.
Okay, so that's beyond science and reason and logic.
It could be science that just hasn't been explained yet.
Well, that's all the things we talk about are things that maybe not have not been explained yet, but they're possible.
No, they're not possible. And the people that call in here are ridiculous.
So what about, like, Sasquatch? You think Sasquatch could exist?
I think it's highly unlikely. I think Sasquatch, the iteration that people say exists, would have been discovered and or actually photographed by now in something that isn't just a shadowy, blurry image, especially since everyone has a camera on them at all times now.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra, I mean, no. Again, I think that someone would have actually seen it by now, and there'd be some evidence. We would have found remains at some point.
Jersey Devil.
Are you just going to keep naming things and
Jackalope.
Having me give you the same explanation?
Banshee. None of these.
No.
Aliens.
Since the universe is infinite, I think the idea that there would be life nowhere else in the universe is actually more ridiculous than the idea that there is no life. Whether or not they've actually visited Earth is something that I would definitely question.
We've had two episodes about aliens. I mean, they were both bullshit episodes. Because
they were
both
bullshit episodes.
But we've had episodes about aliens, so that's something we can agree on.
And whether or not they've visited Earth, I wouldn't come here.
It's a start. You know what? It's a start. We're going to take another caller about the Fusion Fairy because I want to believe that this is a thing.
I know you do.
Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Sheila Locke.
Oh,
hi, Sheila.
And I'm from Dublin.
Dublin.
Ohio.
Okay.
Lots of Midwestern callers. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm originally from Atlanta.
Okay.
Illinois.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So,
Illinois.
You've been talking about the Fusion Fairy, and I'm sorry that your expert didn't come in, but I think Mr. Dorsalfin knows what I know, which is the identity of the Fusion Fairy.
Wait, there's a secret identity?
Of course there is.
Oh.
Think about...
Okay.
You'll be able to determine who it is. Think about who has the most energy, never stops,
okay,
loves cooking,
okay,
and even after they go off the air, continues to work. I can't see you, so did you get it?
Is it?
Are you talking about a grandma? I don't...
She's not a grandma.
Oh, my God.
Martha Stewart?
No, it's worse.
Ina Garten?
It's worse. It's so much worse. I have three letters for you, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Actually, four letters. I can't count. E-V-O-O.
Oh, you think Rachel Ray is the fusion fairy?
I didn't say that. I want to make sure that nobody who hears this could sue me. I'm not saying that. But if she
that
was...
That would explain how she gets so famous so quickly.
And all that energy that she uses. And
I
the
just
fact
assumed
that
it was heroin.
Heroin? I thought it was coke. Heroin usually makes you low energy.
Does it?
Yeah. It's
an
opiate.
I've experimented with drugs too much.
It doesn't
much.
Matter. She doesn't use either because
she's a
magical fairy.
This makes so much sense.
It's also why you can't catch her, because she has to be on the air in the morning.
She is sort of everywhere.
Yeah.
She got a little bit overexposed a few years ago. I haven't seen her as much recently, but...
She's working on a second coming.
I do have a lot of her cookbooks. I'm not going to lie.
I mean...
30-minute meals changed my life when I was about 20 years old.
She scares me.
Why? She seems delightful.
She scares me.
Everyone scares you.
You don't scare me.
That surprises me, actually.
Really?
You're
yes. my... Well, we've... We're kind of twins. It's not like I don't know you.
Yes, but you have a tendency to hide in a hole under the porch, so a lot of things frighten you.
That hole is not there to hide from people.
It's there to...
To try to lure in mole people.
That's what that hole is for?
Yeah. It's there to help me
find my Sheila. I thought
it
was just because during the summertime, the shit on the walls down here got a little too much for you and you needed to go somewhere else.
I mean, I like the hole anyway
because
it's under the porch.
And camping is too much because tents
cool.
are too exposed.
Tents are very exposed. I mean, they're just little flaps of fabric going on. That's not anything. A log cabin I could do. I mean, it's made of wood. Natural.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, it's log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's good. Tents, not so much.
Okay.
But the hole is nice in the summer because it's cool. It's under the porch, so there's shade. And you're in the earth, which is a little bit cooler than
outside. You know
dogs
do that, right? They dig holes under the porch to lay in.
I mean, dogs do some stuff that's admirable. They're loyal creatures.
Usually.
Sheila, are you still there, by the way? Sheila? No? Okay.
She hung up.
She hung up, apparently. Now that we know that Rachel Ray is the fusion fairy.
I feel like... Now that we've exposed her, shouldn't someone get sprayed with sriracha?
No, because we're not trying to catch her. That's when we try to catch her.
Oh, only if you try to catch her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Very specific.
Well, I mean, it's not like she can just appear. I mean, maybe she can. I don't. She's a fairy.
Hey, Rachel Ray, if you're the fusion fairy, why don't you give us a call? Because that's the only way I'd believe it.
That's a good question. Why don't we get a call from Rachel Ray if she's listening or if she's the fairy? We do have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
I'm Brant Mulgrew.
Hey, Brant.
Hey. I'm from Sao Paulo, Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Sao Paulo, Minnesota.
Yeah. Sao Paulo. Sounds exotic.
Yeah, I think
Minnesota,
so.
Minnesota, oddly enough, land of the hot dish, which is something
the
that combines a whole lot of leftovers. Yeah.
I thought it was the land of lakes.
Also the hot dish.
What is the hot dish?
A hot dish?
Why don't we let the Minnesotan tell us what a hot dish
is? Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hot dish, I think that's when you take a dish and you heat it up, and that's about it.
Is that right?
It's a casserole. It often involves cream of...
Wheat?
Something. Any kind of cream of soup, cream of mushroom, cream of artichoke, cream of chicken.
They make cream of artichoke soup?
They do.
Mm.
Go to the Campbell's section, find cream of, and then make a hot dish with it. It's actually really gross, a lot of hot dishes are, I'm not going to lie.
Well, then why would I make it?
Because you eat a lot of really gross things.
I don't think that stuff's gross.
Again, tuna casserole, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 6 months.
Tuna casserole is not gross.
It is
amazing.
After 6 months.
Well, it's not the same casserole the entire 6 months.
Ugh.
Anyway, we have a caller, and I'm sure he has a reason for calling.
What's your reason for calling, caller?
Yeah, I believe I've spotted the Fusion Fairy.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I really do.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's how I talk, because I eat exclusively oatmeal.
It'll give you the oatmeal mouth, that's for sure.
You remember Cousin Charlotte? She would only eat oatmeal.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
And now she has celiacs.
Yeah. And now she can't eat oatmeal anymore.
Nope.
And she battles with depression because of it.
Oatmeal is delicious.
It is.
If not particularly good for you.
A little bit of maple syrup on the top of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Again, getting away from our calls.
Am I still on the phone?
Yes, you are still on the phone.
Oh, okay. I've spotted the Fusion Fairy. I saw her on TV. On TV, I saw.
Yeah.
Rachel Ray? Are we talking about Rachel Ray again?
I don't think it was Rachel Ray. Was it? I think there was. I saw it was a cartoon, and there was a boy who never grew old, which was kind of weird.
Are you talking about Tinkerbell?
Who?
Tinkerbell.
There was a cartoon.
Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
It was on the TV.
Uh-huh.
And it was
an animated movie.
Yeah, that's it. And it was after my fourth bowl of oatmeal, and I was watching the cartoon, and then the fairy came on, and it was very exciting.
They made a cartoon of Peter Pan?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was a long time ago. I think it was just after the cutoff of where you stopped watching movies, though.
Wow.
I'd have to Google it.
Do you know how I can talk to the fairy?
How do you, okay, yes. Why don't you tell us? How do you talk to the fairy?
No, how I want to know.
Oh, you want to talk to the fairy.
Can I talk to the fairy? Is the fairy on your radio program?
Unfortunately, Rachel Ray has not called in.
Hello, fairy! Hello! I'm your friend. I'm Brant, and hello, fairy.
Brant, when was the last time you left the house?
I've never left the house.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anyone that comes and checks on you periodically?
Yeah. There's a nice lady who has the big needle. And,
okay.
And then the people who come and give me food. And, yeah.
Do you live alone? Or are you in some sort of community with, you know, other rooms and other people that dress a lot like you and other ladies with the needles?
Yeah. I'm in a nice place where there are a lot of people who dress nicely, and they give me a special jacket and a special bed to lie on sometimes.
Okay, all right.
I listen to your show all the time because it's the best show, David.
It's very irresponsible to have our show playing in a place like where you live.
It sounds like a nice place. What are you talking about?
It might give people that are prone to delusion some unnecessary ideas.
Where do you think he's at?
I think he's in a hospital, David.
Are you in a hospital?
I'm in my room.
Is your room in a hospital?
David, don't agitate him.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm getting scared now.
Yeah, see? Stop.
I'm getting scared.
Whoa.
Don't be scared, Brant.
Can I talk to the fairy?
I want to talk really quiet. It's okay, big guy.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Sun's coming down.
Thank you.
Sun's coming down.
Okay. Okay, the pills are happening now.
Oh, great. Good. All right, thank you so much, Brant.
Brant,
thank you.
David?
I feel like...
It's not good to agitate our callers.
I wasn't trying to agitate him. I was asking where he was. You said he was in a hospital, and I wasn't sure.
Use your brain, David. I'm laughing because I don't even know what that was.
Roger's doing it too. He's like over here like I think we're going to...
Sometimes I think that you're getting better and then something like this happens.
I don't know if I'm getting better or worse or what's going on, but something's changing inside.
So do we have another caller or can we wrap this one up?
Yeah, we're going to take one last caller.
All right.
Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Sandra Bolstand.
Hi, Sandra Bolstand.
Yeah, I actually represent Rachel Ray. so I'm going to have to go ahead and, first of all, ask you to stop talking about her or connecting her to the Fusion Fairy.
Is that because she's the Fusion Fairy?
I'm going to have to ask you to stop talking about her or connecting her to the Fusion Fairy.
I think that's because she's the Fusion Fairy, Elizabeth.
And
David, don't get us sued, please. I don't have money for that.
I don't have money anyway.
Yes. And thing number two, I'm actually married to a mole person. His name is James. So could you please check your hole and see if he's there? He hasn't been home for several days. Normally, he's just tunneling in the backyard. But I haven't seen him. So if you could just check your porch hole.
David, do you want to go check the porch hole and see if James is there?
Did you just hear this, Elizabeth? She is married to a mole person.
He likes fresh apple slices.
He likes fresh apple slices.
I think she just might be married to a mentally disturbed person.
Have you seen my wife, Sheila?
I have not seen your wife, Sheila. Does she bowl? Well, because James likes to bowl. He's terrible at it, but he loves it.
She was not allowed to bowl because of her width problem. She was as wide as she was tall, so she took up two lanes, and so they wouldn't let her bowl.
That seems unfair.
She has tangerine-colored hair. Do you know anybody with tangerine-colored hair?
No, but I will be on the lookout.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You look for James. I'll look for Sheila.
Keep an eye out for James. You keep an eye out for Sheila.
Great. And we don't talk about Rachel Ray ever again.
Who's the Fusion Fairy?
Stop it.
Sorry.
David, I told you I don't have money for a lawsuit. Knock it off.
All right. Sorry, true believers. I guess this is where we'll wrap up the episode.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for being...
Always here.
I was just going to say for being.
Thanks.
Because, yeah, you're my sister. Thank you.
I have nothing to do with my own existence.
Roger,
I didn't do it.
Why are you dancing in that weird way, Roger? I don't get it.
Oh, he's doing that weird... Mantis, like, walk like an Egyptian thing.
Yeah, it's weird. Thank you so much, listeners, and to all our callers. No thank you to Leon Dorselfin, who did not show up.
Thank God. I'm tired of letting these weirdos into my house.
Until next week, I'm David Hickney. Find the Fusion Fairy. Freak of the Reek was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Right. Next, you're going to tell me this whole thing is a figment of my imagination. All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the monkeys, uncle? I don't know who Katie Brissick, Elizabeth Grulick, and Alan Morgan are, but they are going to pay the iron price. And now they want me to plug their podcast? There's no way I'm going to tell you they're on Attack of the Snack, Surreal, and Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.